September is International Underground Railroad Month in North Carolina, and in High Point, a group of people are trying to save a house with ties to that era from being demolished. Naomi Prelo has more.
Raul and Sandra Torres wanted to give themselves a retirement gift back in 2019. So for $460,000, they purchased the well-known Mendenhall Blair House, a rustic 200-year-old farmhouse off of Skeet Club Road in High Point. However, soon after they bought it, the Torreses realized a shopping development was coming in next door. So they made a plan to tear down the home and sell the lot. The Torreses did not reply to requests for comment. But their plan has met a lot of resistance. Benjamin Briggs is the president of the High Point Preservation Society.
If it's torn down, it would be devastating to the community. I'm going to do everything that I can to try to figure out a plan to save the house the second time. We just can't afford to lose it. Once it's gone, these narratives and stories go away, and they're forgotten.
Elihu Mendenhall and his first wife, Anna, built the house just before the Civil War. The Mendenhalls were prominent Quakers in the area. They reportedly offered their house, which has a hidden room and door, as a safe haven for slaves on their road to freedom. The High Point Preservation Society designated the house as a historic landmark in 1993. But that doesn't provide the kinds of protections that come with being a national historic landmark. Briggs restored and saved the house 20 years ago, and he's hoping to do it again.
Shopping centers in High Point are almost ubiquitous, as they are in almost all communities in North Carolina right now. But great Quaker homes with foundations that touch back to abolition before the Civil War are extremely rare in North Carolina.
The Guilford County Historic Preservation Commission successfully delayed demolition for 1 year. Briggs says he'll do whatever it takes to save the home.
It's going to take people who are willing to stand up for this and maybe even to help in finding an alternative buyer for the property that will do the right thing and save it and make sure that it's there for future generations to learn from.
Naomi Prelo, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.